This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
That Darn Cat. If you were a fan of that movie back in the day, then you might be a fan of cats in general, and that's our topic for this feature of the week. Today, I have the pleasure of talking with Jane Gannell, who is in charge of the Coastside Feral Care or Association, or Coastside Feral Care, and their website, if you want to know more, by the way, is coastsideferalcare.org. So, welcome, Jane, and tell me why, how did this whole thing get started, and why do we care about cats?
Well, I'll start with how it got started, which is just that I live in Half Moon Bay, close to downtown, and saw one day cats eating leftover takeout food in a parking lot and asked the restaurant owner, what's this about? And they say, oh, yeah, there's a whole colony of like 14 cats living under the Main 14. Street Bridge. Yeah. So I got involved in helping trapping. We trapped them. We got them spayed and neutered. We got the kittens adopted out and got that colony under control. And sort of one thing led to another, and now we're all over the coastside from Higgins Canyon up to the airport, so in different colonies that we take care of. And why you should care is basically if you love birds, and I think people, I don't think they're mutually exclusive. I think everybody that loves animals loves both. People are upset that feral cats kill a lot of songbirds. There's been studies about it, and
oh, really?
Yes, millions and millions and millions of birds.
They
and
have a propensity for songbirds, do they?
Well, I guess I shouldn't say. Well, I guess not just songbirds, but any kind of birds. We trap, spay, and neuter to keep the population down. We also give them a morning meal so that their tummies are full, so that they're less inclined to hunt the birds. So, and we've been doing this for 7 years, and it's working. We've seen the populations of our colonies decline, which is exactly what you want to see. I mean, it's sad when a cat dies from either an accident or a predator or a car or something, but some of them actually die of old age in the wild, which is pretty amazing. There aren't new cats coming along behind them to take their place.
That's great. Okay, so clarify. So you talk about, do you go to the colonies? Are the cats picked up and go into foster care? But when you say we do this, how many volunteers do you have, and where do you do all of this at? For example, when you feed them and put food in their tummies, where are you doing that?
Oh, gosh. Well, there's a spot behind Safeway. There's a spot near the post office.
Really?
Mm-hmm. There's one on Higgins Canyon. There's still a few cats under the Main Street Bridge. There's about 10 places that we feed every morning, and the colonies are as small as one cat, so you can't really call that a colony, I guess, and as big as like 15 or 20 cats. So we go to them, we give them their morning meal, we monitor the colony. If we see a newcomer, we make sure we get that cat trapped and take it to get spayed or neutered. Unfortunately, on the other side of the hill, because there's no place to do it on the side.
Really?
This side. Yeah. There are veterinarians here, but we can't afford to spend $400, $500 per cat.
Oofta.
We can take them over the hill and spend $90 to $100 per cat. So that's why we make a lot of trips over the hill.
Okay. So it sounds like you have a need for volunteers. And so tell me, how many do you have now, and what kind of jobs would the potential volunteers need to be doing?
I haven't counted lately, but I bet we have about 20 volunteers, and they do everything from take one day of feeding per week, like maybe so-and-so's day is Tuesday, and they do four or five different feeding rounds. other people foster cats that we get, like when we find an abandoned cat, for example, a domestic cat that could really be living inside. We need a foster person to take that cat in and kind of work with it on getting it readjusted to indoor life. Or kittens, of course. If we have a litter of kittens like we do right now, we have people that will take the kittens in and work on socializing them so that they're adoptable.
So you told me at one point you thought we had a good number of cats, feral cats that we see, that were actually abandoned by their owners.
Yeah.
And so tell me more about that.
I think there are different reasons that people do this. One of the places I feed is at a farm on Higgins Canyon that had a real cat overpopulation problem for a while before we stepped in and helped them get it under control. But cats, I've had four cats abandoned there, all house cats, in the last 6 months, I guess. And I guess people think it's less cruel to just pull over in the car and put a cat out in a strange place, then surrender it to the Humane Society. It's a really cockeyed way of thinking, and I always wonder how could people part with a house pet. But they do, and I think probably very often, it's economic reasons. They can't afford the cat. My personal house has taken in two or three that were very, very sick cats that I found wandering in different places. And I'm sure that the reason they were abandoned is because the family just couldn't afford the vet bills.
I've heard of that with dogs, but I don't know that I've ever heard of that with cats so much before.
Oh, yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
But you've had so many great success stories. I've just looked at the website. So what are some of the fun success stories that you can think of off the top of your head?
Oh, gosh. I'll give you an example of an abandoned cat, which we found, which turned up on a farm really just a few months ago. And it was an older, middle-aged tabby, orange tabby male. And he was already neutered, already, up to date on his vaccinations because he was microchipped, so we were able to trace. But the family had disconnected themselves from this cat somehow. We could not trace who the owners were. So I posted him on Nextdoor and I said, this poor guy, was just dumped at a farm. And a woman raised her hand and said, we can't keep him, but my family will foster him, while he gets readjusted to indoor life. Well, of course, a month later, she's like, this
yeah,
is hopeless.
I'm not
giving him up. He's so lovely. So he is just a very, very happy boy now. And, the senior center on Main Street has had its problems with stray cats sort of collecting there because I think various people feed them. And I've taken in a few different cats from there that are living very happily now indoors because we don't collect a cat to have it be readopted outdoors. If you put an outdoor cat in another outdoor space, it will probably run away and find its way back. Yeah.
So in your caring for cats, you not only feed the feral cats, you foster cats.
Mm-hmm.
Do you also have, if someone wants to adopt a cat, can they come and talk to you?
How
does that work?
I think at this point, people were well enough known that people know that they can send me an email or text. They can find me on our website, CoastsideFeralCare.org, and say, hey, my cat died a few months ago. I think I'm ready to love again. Do you have any cat that might fit this description? Because everybody seems to have their own wish list, whether
right.
It's young, old, middle-aged, color, male, female, If I don't have a cat that immediately fits that description, we work with other rescue groups. And I know like what Coastal Cats Rescue up in Montera, we're friends with them. So I would refer the person to them.
That's excellent. Okay.
Yeah.
So let me go back to you. Where is this organization going? You just mentioned you have CoastsideFeralCare.org.
Uh-huh.
So what do you see in the future? What do you need in the future besides volunteers? I presume we can donate to the cause to get food. And where does the money that we donate go to?
It goes kind of mostly to food because we feed about 50, 60 cats every morning. But it also goes to medical, which means, spaying and neutering. And also, you know, we get at least one badly injured cat every few months that needs help, whether it's been attacked by a predator or something. So we take care of their medical needs if we can. That's where the money goes. None of us takes a dime for what it is that we do. It's all volunteer.
All volunteer. Well, thank you so much for your time. Again, coastsideferalcare.org. And this is just another example of how many wonderful people on our coast side truly care. And this time it's about cats.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jane Gunnell. I am Cindy Menzel, and this is this week's Feature of the Week.
Our thanks to contributor Cindy Menzel for that Cat's Meow report. And speaking of cats, Krista Livingston of Kibbles and Gifts loves cats. Her store is located right next to Safeway in the Strawflower Village Shopping Center. Food and treats for your cat. Might want to check out Kibbles and Gifts. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson. Are you ready for our weekly time travel adventure? Yes, I'm talking about taking a ride in the KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer. This week, we are heading back to 1968. You're listening to Community Radio for the Coastside, 100.9 KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Hello, 2025. Goodbye, 2024. Are you ready for winter driving? This is the season for storms with high winds and heavy rain, and we all know how damaging that can be for us coastsiders. This is Jason Peters from Phil's Tire and Auto Care with some tips for winter driving. Windshield wipers, tires, and brakes. Three items that will make all the difference when it comes to safe winter driving. Planning a trip to Tahoe or the snow country? It's a good idea to have jumper cables, a portable radio, warm clothes, and an emergency pack. Being prepared is more than just a Boy Scouts motto. Phil's Tire and Auto is located at 422 Parisma Street, downtown Half Moon Bay. Visit us online, philstirepros.com. Drive safe. See you soon.
Phil's Tire Pros. Installing peace of mind.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1968. The number is 56 minus 56 years back to 1969. What were things like in Half Moon Bay back then? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, people howl as 6% postal rate goes into effect. The cost of mailing letters increasing to 6 cents. Residents complain that because of poor service to San Mateo, Redwood City, and even the coastside cities, they should not have to pay the increase mandated by the Johnston administration. The Half Moon Bay postmaster says the law is the law and there's nothing she can do. Five teens nabbed in El Granada after 95-mile-an-hour highway chase. Five teens in a stolen car led the police on a 95-mile-an-hour chase, and CHP officers said it was a wonder these kids were not killed after the car drove off the road at one point skid sideways on Highway 1. The car stopped in El Granada, and the teens jumped out and made a run for it, but were later caught. And utility lines will go underground. Plans for placing telephone lines and power lines underground in Half Moon Bay will be discussed at a meeting of the City Council. PG&E has allocated $4,000 for placing underground conduits on Main Street. If the city does not take action in the near future, they could lose the funding. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. We have a new offering on weekends, an authentic full English breakfast. Here's what's included: Irish bacon, British banger, grilled tomatoes, sautéed mushrooms, English baked beans, two eggs any way you want them, and English muffins. And it's all for a very fair deal of $21.95. So we do hope you'll join us. Maybe watch a little football while you're there eating, like going to England without the flight. Keep calm and British on. 1968 is the year that Martin Luther King is assassinated and Robert Kennedy is mortally wounded when shot by Sirhan Sirhan. The peace movement continues to grow, and more Americans are against the war in Vietnam. In both Europe and America, Japanese imported cars and other goods continue to rise and trouble the governments. They are worried about jobs lost to foreign competition. In other news, the London Bridge is sold for $1 million and re-erected in Arizona. The third heart transplant is performed in South Africa by Dr. Christian Ballard. What is the cost of living like in 1968? Average income is just under $8,000, and the federally hour minimum wage is $1.60 an hour. Average rent is $130 a month. A movie ticket is $1.50, and gas for the car is 34 cents a gallon. You heard right, 34 cents a gallon. In technology, the Boeing 747 makes its maiden flight, and NASA launches the first manned Apollo mission, Apollo 7. In popular culture, the first Big Mac goes on sale at McDonald's, costing 49 cents. And would you like fries with that? Popular films include The Graduate, Planet of the Apes, and Rosemary's Baby. The music scene is a sea of diversity. Groups and artists of all kinds find favor with the top 40 listeners. This R&B pop group from England strike gold with this hit. Here's The Foundations and Build Me Up Buttercup.
Oh,
It was a sad song, but for this first Florida-born singer-songwriter, a record that produced a gold hit, here's Bobby Goldsboro with Honey.
See the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad. The first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran out to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. Came running in, all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kinda dumb and kinda smart, and I loved her so. And I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve, 2 years ago. And it would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late, late show. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. She wrecked the car and she was sad and so afraid that I'd be mad, but what the heck. Though I pretended hard to be, guess you could say she saw through me and hugged my neck. I came home unexpectedly and caught her crying needlessly in the middle of the day. And it was in the early spring when flowers bloom and robins sing, she went away. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. One day while I was not at home, while she was there and all alone, the angels came. Now all I have is memories of honey, and I wake up nights and call her name. Now my life's an empty stage where honey lived and honey played and love grew up. And a small cloud passes overhead and cries down on the flower bed that honey loved. And see the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long, it wasn't big. And I laughed at her and she got mad, the first day that she planted it.
Join me again next time for a journey to another year on the KHMB Time Machine. I'm Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
This is Rachel Schenker, owner of CMIT Solutions, providing IT services to the nonprofits of the Coastside.
This is Sandy Winter, Executive Director of Senior Coastsiders. Rachel and her team have been wonderful to work with. They listen carefully to our needs and are very thoughtful and responsive. I thoroughly recommend CMIT Solutions to others.
CMIT Solutions, providing local friendly IT specialists who are close by and ready to protect you from network breakdown or cybersecurity hacks. For more information on how we can be of service to your nonprofit or business, visit us at cmitsolutions.com or call us at 650-770-0258.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
What happens if you go first? A pet trust will provide continuing care according to your wishes, and it will be legally enforceable. Outliving your pet is painful, but it's the natural order given the comparatively short animal lifespan. More difficult and more crucial to contemplate, what happens if you go first? Preparing for that contingency shouldn't be done casually. You need to be specific about your wishes to make sure they're enforceable by law, and to back up your plans with money designated for your pet's care. The good news, most states now have laws recognizing pet trusts. Quite simply, a pet trust is a legal arrangement that lets you designate assets such as insurance policies, real estate, cash, or a retirement fund for the care of your pet in the event of your disability or death. You can leave assets only to a living person. As a result, you have to find someone to receive the legal title to the assets that you're going to use to benefit the pet, and you have to find somebody willing to use that property to look after the pet. Pet trusts are not without difficulties. For one thing, the law considers pets to be property, akin to inanimate objects. Because inanimate objects can't receive an inheritance, a trustee and a caregiver must be assigned. In addition, in standard trusts, the beneficiary is the only one with standing to enforce a trust, to complain to the court, for example, that the conditions aren't being met. Obviously, pets can't do that. For an arrangement benefiting a pet to be enforceable, a type of trust called an honorary trust must be established. The participants include the settlor or grantor, the person who creates the trust, that's you, the trustee, the person who will manage and distribute the funds, the caregiver, who may or may not be the same person as the trustee. It's always wise to choose more than one caregiver in case circumstances change. And the beneficiary, that's your pet. You can add a provision in your will stating the intentions for your pet, but that language is not legally enforceable. You have no guarantee your pet will receive the care you envisioned. Recently, more states have enacted pet trust laws that function as honorary trusts. According to the ASPCA, 46 states and the District of Columbia have these statutes. Only Kentucky, Louisiana, Minnesota, and Mississippi do not. You will need to make sure the potential caregiver understands the details of your pet's care, including feeding, medical needs, exercise requirements, and contact information for his veterinarian. The amount of money to set aside for the care depends on your pet's age, health, and any extreme measures you want administered in case of illness. A rule of thumb is to multiply his average annual cost of care by a reasonable life expectancy, adding extra money for the caretaker's time. Be sure to include money for cremation or burial. The trustee is in charge of giving the money to the caretaker according to a prearranged schedule, usually done annually. If the trustee and caregivers are different people, give the trustee a photo of your pet, microchip information, and a DNA sample to protect against fraud. There have been cases of a caregiver getting a replacement pet to continue receiving money when the pet died prematurely. Be sure to give copies of the trust to the trustee and caregivers and stay in touch with them to update your trust in case circumstances change. You can fill out forms for a pet trust on the internet or consult an attorney. The most important thing is to get the paperwork done so you can have peace of mind about your pet's future if you're not around to guide it. I know this isn't something most of us want to think about, but it is necessary. I've seen too many pets abandoned or taken to the shelter by family members when the owner passes away. It's important to protect your pet even when you're not around anymore to do so. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If
I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Wow, what a year. So many things changed. Our jobs, school, and our daily routines. But one thing never changed. More for Less, on the corner of Kelly Avenue and Highway 1. They're always open to serve you. Great gas prices, fresh coffee, snacks, chips, soft drinks, beer and wine, and propane. All ready for you. And now that we are in a new year, More for Less is ready once again to be there for you. So next time you're on Highway 1, fill up and enjoy a hot cup of fresh coffee. Because remember, stop, look, and save at More for Less on Highway 1 in Half Moon Bay.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Today's guest host is Dr. David Antion. His health comments right after this brief message.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
What is the best vegetable? What is the most nutriently dense vegetable that you could eat of all the vegetables you eat? Which is the most nutrient dense vegetable? Well, here it is. It is watercress. You've probably heard of watercress. Some of you may eat it all the time. I don't know. If you live in a nice area and it's a virgin, area, the watercress goes along the banks and little streams and stuff like that, or you can raise it, I'm sure. Every time I see watercress salad on the menu, I usually order it. Watercress salad. What I'm going to do now is start looking for it in the stores and see if I can buy it and you put it in my salad. Watercress is a fantastic vegetable. We have to call it a vegetable. And it's nutritionally dense, high in chlorophyll, lots of good vitamins and minerals and things that most vegetables don't have, because if you can get watercress, you want to eat it. If you don't have any problem, it shouldn't be hard to digest. It's not like a big meat thing. You don't have to have a lot of hydrochloric acid to digest it. Watercress would be a wonderful addition to your diet if you can get it. Eat high quality foods. If you watch television and you see football games or other things like that, you're going to see 90-some% of all the foods advertised are no good for you. They're no good. Will probably clog you up, cause you more disease and colds and flus and various things. I mean, some very serious things. We all need to protect ourselves. Here's what I'm worried about. Long-term things that you're doing to your body, to your kidneys, to your liver, to your heart, to your brain, things that you're not doing for yourself. a little bit of exercise. Not a lot. You don't have to do a lot of exercise. You don't have to be a marathoner. You don't have to run 25 miles or even 10 miles a day or anything like that. Just moderate exercise, a little walk, a nice walk, a few blocks, a mile. If you don't walk, you can do some of these pedaling things where you do some exercise like that. You can move your arms and wave your arms and breathe deep. All of those things are very useful and very helpful. You can do a lot of those things. We can do so much for ourselves, brother, that we don't do. We all know better. I know better than to have that. I know better than to drink that. I know better than to eat that than we do. So take care of yourself. Eat well. Stay well.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB at 100.9 FM and the amazing AM 1710. Welcome to Coastside Carousel. I'm Mike Dale with a special live edition this week from the studios of KYMM. Frank the Engineer is here, Nancy the Cat, and a talented acoustic rock quartet comprised of three high school teachers. They write all original material and play three-hour shows like the Grateful Dead used to do. It's Slack Tide Currents, and they are busy with gigs up and down the Coastside. And as a special treat, like I say, they're live in the studio today to perform for you.
STC will actually be performing live at Old Princeton Landing on Friday, January 17th. Can't miss that show, and a lot of what you hear today is what you hear during their live shows.
First, a reminder that generous support for Carousel comes from Cameron's Pub and Restaurant. You like food? How about bangers and mash or burgers and fries? Drinks? 19 beers on tap, 60 plus in bottles. And fun. Open mic night on Thursday and karaoke on Friday and Saturday nights. The band is in the house. STC, welcome.
Right. Hey,
thank you.
Oh my God, I'm so excited because we're going to have you play live in the studio today. Three songs broadcasting from KYMM. You met Frank the Engineer. He got you guys all set up.
Yep.
And Nancy the Cat, that's our mascot here.
Yeah.
All right, from your radio dial going left to right, I'm here on the left. Next to me is Dudley Hughes, guitars and vocal, and really great fret work on lead guitar. We'll talk about that in a second. Ashley Gray, the great Ashley Gray, who's with me just a little while ago on Coastside Carousel. And then Jane Woodman on percussion, guitar, and vocals. And Eric Sens, the quiet guy on bass.
That's me.
All right, let's talk about your musical influences, okay? I know every artist hates this question, but so, for example, Dudley Hughes.
Yep.
Tell me about your musical influences as a kid.
As a kid, it was really Backseat of the Car AM radio. And, you know, a lot of stuff that's played now I hear on KHMB, honestly, is what I heard growing up. And then I got older, and really my musical influence, like today, and it's not a cliche to say, it's really this band. And it was really Ashley and Eric starting maybe, I don't know, 25 years ago, 20 years ago, we all started playing. And I feel like we all learned, in a sense, together. So a lot of the influence is just the three of us. And then Jane joined us.
Seven-ish
years ago. Yeah.
Jane, how about you? What are your influences? You're a band. You're like a high school band director. You're the real deal, right?
I directed bands, locally for about 20 years. Growing up, though, Bonnie Raitt was a big influence. Melissa Etheridge, a lot of kind of raspy, empowered women, I think, kind of brought me up musically. But I also liked a lot of the dark harmony stuff, like Alice in Chains, big Soundgarden fan, and college got into all the dancey stuff. So it's a big mix. course. But I think, you know, looking back, it was really just strong, kind of gravelly female vocals that I gravitated towards.
And Eric, Mr. Quiet Bass Player?
Yes.
I mean, I kind of feel like Bill Wyman was a quiet bass player. Why are bass players so quiet for the most part?
We're so busy concentrating on what we're doing, because when we do make a mistake, everybody turns their head and, wow, that's you. Yes. No, my musical influences growing up basically is 50s rock and, you know, in the 70s, and then a lot of prog and punk reggae, and then a lot of pop, too. I really like Duran Duran and George Michael, and those bass players are something else. Sade, I think. I admire all good music and good musicians, and I'm really pleased that I've had the opportunity to grow up musically, as Dudley said, with Dudley and Ashley.
All right, we have a lot to talk about, and we have songs to play, and you've got your guitars. We've got some congos or bongos. What are they, Jane?
They're congos.
Congos, thank you. And we got a little cowbell out here, and so I want to start with the first song, and it's called Ain't Got Nothing. This is your song, Sir Dudley.
It is. It's kind of the hook of the song, I Ain't Got Nothing But Lovin'. It sounds like an old sort of hook, like it could be from a song from a long time ago, and I think I was thinking about it when I was hiking. I do a lot of hiking in the hills behind Moss Beach, Montana, and that sort of line came to me, and I just wrote it down, and then came back to it, I think, weeks later, and just sort of turned it into a song.
Let's hear it now. This is Slack Tide Currents, STC, as we like to say, live on KHMB with Ain't Got Nothing.
I ain't got nothing but loving. All my love's for you. Running from the other ones, ducking out and everyone just to get home to you. It's all I really want to do. I ain't got a job that pays a lot of money, but I got enough, 'cause I got you. I ain't got nothing in the morning when that sun comes up. Dragging through a Monday, holding on to Sunday like the coffee in my cup. Daydreaming of you. I got the working blues. I ain't got a plan in getting out of this jam. So if you got a clue, I got you. There's beauty in the fall. Ooh, got our backs against the wall. Ooh, it's never what you thought. Ooh, it's all right to fall. I got you. Ain't got nothing but loving. All my love's for you. You think that it's enough, enough for what you want. Everything you need, stick with me. I'll show you how it can be. Nothing more than love we can't lose. I got you. There's beauty in the fall. Ooh, got our backs against the wall. Ooh, it's better than you thought. Ooh, it's all right to fall. I got you. Ain't got nothing but loving. All my love's for you.
Community Radio for the Coast Side is KHMB at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. I'm Mike Dale. So glad to have STC in studio with me today.
STC will actually be performing live at Old Princeton Landing on Friday, January 17th. Can't miss that show, and a lot of what you hear today is what you hear during their live shows.
Everybody's here. We only had Ashley last time. Now we got Duds, Eric, Jane, and Ashley, and that was, like I said, Ain't Got Nothing. So when you go out and play, this is a brand new song, right?
Yes.
So do you lead off with this song? Does it go later in the set? Because remember, you have slackers that go to a lot of shows, right? They follow you around. Sort of like rock bands when they have new material. Do you just kind of like infuse a few of the new songs in over the set?
We have the great fortune. We have a lot of songs. And again, adding another list of things that we appreciate about Jane, she puts all of these sets together. And we've never played the same songs in the same order in any place. So you talk about people coming and seeing us frequently. We try to make sure that everything is mixed up, so it's going to be a new experience every time we play. So a new tune, probably going to tuck it, you know, three or four deep in, just so we make sure that we're warmed up and we've got some groove going, so we can go into something new with as much confidence as possible.
Now, when you lead off a set, do you have a fan favorite that you lead off with? Jane, you want to answer that one?
It kind of depends on the gig. So it's rare that we start off super, super chargy, but who knows what could happen.
3 hour sets. And the fans stay throughout the whole thing, right? Because you're giving away some of the posters that your artists have created. You've got your T-shirts. You've got all kinds of other stuff, right?
We're there for 3 hours, and we have shot glasses.
Yeah,
and we have shot glasses, and we're there. And if they stay for any length of time, we feel honored that they're there. Yeah.
All right, let's go into another song. I really like Pretty Money. Is this another new one, Ashley?
Relatively new, yes.
All right, tell me about that one.
Some songs are really difficult to write. Some kind of fall in your lap. This was the latter, and just found a good groove with it right away. Brought it into the band, and Jane put this just awesome syncopated drum beat to it. I think, you know, looking back, I think like the first time we played it as a band still stands up as one of the best times that we played it.
Let's check on Jane's paradiddle on this one, okay? This is called Pretty Money, Coastside Carousel on KHMB.
One way inside, when outside it's a fake. Pretty money, pretty money. What you doing, you can't do it no more. What you doing, you can't line up the score. Pretty money, pretty money, pretty money. Pretty money.
How you feeling at the end of the day?
Pretty money.
How you feeling about the price to pay?
Pretty money.
How you feeling at the end of the day?
Pretty money.
How you feeling about the price to pay?
Pretty money. How you feeling at the end of the day? One way inside, when outside it's a fake. Pretty money, pretty money. How you feeling in your head and your heart? One way inside, when outside it's a farce. Pretty money, pretty money. Pretty money, pretty money.
How you feeling at the end of the day?
Pretty money.
How you feeling about the price to pay?
Pretty money.
How you feeling at the end of the day?
Pretty
money.
How you feel about the price today?
Pretty money. Pretty money. Pretty money. Pretty money. Pretty money.
100.9 FM and the amazing AM 1710 is KHMB, and I love the band STC in studio today playing live for us. We're at broadcasting really from KYMM Studios. I'm Mike Dale. We got Eric, we have Jane, we have Duds, and we have Ashley. STC will actually be performing live at Old Princeton Landing on Friday, January 17th. Can't miss that show, and a lot of what you hear today is what you hear during their live shows. When you hear your songs back after you play them, do you kind of wince or do you get excited? What do you do when you write a new song? You're in the creative process. Do you kind of go, God, I could have done that one just a little better?
Yeah, well, you know, it's always a challenge to listen to yourself and to realize that you could have done something a little bit, you know, better. But generally speaking, we've been playing together for quite a while, and as a result, we practice every week. We're pretty confident, and I think we do a fairly good job fairly quickly.
Pretty Money sounded good to me. Did you guys goof that one up?
Maybe.
I'd take one parrot, it'll take back.
We'll never tell, Mike. We'll never tell. There's another one called Crazy in Love, and this is Jane on lead vocals this time, right?
Yes. This song, I think, actually is a great representation of our collaborative efforts, because for the most part, who's singing lead on a song is who wrote the song. But this song, actually, Ashley wrote most of the lyrics, kind of thinking about classic things that are in country songs, and brought most of the lyrics and some chord progressions to the band, and I believe gave us a little homework assignment to, you know, work on it, and I think I was the only one who did the assignment, and we ended up trying it, you know, slightly a little bit different than what he had brought originally, but
way
using,
better.
But
yeah.
Using his foundation, and it just locked.
Now, I didn't mention this yet. I think I mentioned it at the top of the show in the intro, but you guys are all high school teachers, and you're not doing your own homework?
Well, yeah, three of us are high school teachers, and Eric, we like to call him our life coach.
Yes. The quiet bass player, giving transcendental meditation exercises to the band.
That
I like
exactly
it.
Exactly what it is.
A lot of deep breathing is required when you're around me.
All right, let's hear it right now. This is Crazy in Love, Coastside Carousel with Slack Tide Currents on KHMB.
One, two, three. Friday night in a small town. Moonshine, windows down on my pickup truck. Gonna hit the town. Too late road and the stars and the moon and cowboy boots. Got nothing to lose like those country songs on the radio. What a night to be crazy. Crazy in love. Yeah, I'm crazy, crazy in love. In my cab, in the beat-up truck, and next to me is all my love, thinking what to say when I see her face. Tailgate, parking lot, and one last chance is all I got to give my heart to the prettiest girl tonight. And hell yeah, I'm crazy, crazy in love. I'm crazy, crazy in love. Thank you.
crazy in love. I'm crazy, crazy in love. Yeah, I'm crazy, crazy in love. I'm so crazy, crazy in love.
Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. It's Mike Dale on Coastside Carousel with the band STC.
STC will actually be performing live at Old Princeton Landing on Friday, January 17th. Can't miss that show, and a lot of what you hear today is what you hear during their live shows.
Actually, we talked about it. You guys do a lot of gigs that give back to the community. Do you want to talk about your giving back kind of influence that you have?
Well, I think, you know, it's just kind of the band ethos of community, and it is about giving. We feel like we get a lot from the people that come and listen to us. Whatever kind of scene that we can create, positivity and community, we want to support it, whether it's Surfrider Foundation, Sea Hugger, any of the real awesome groups that we have on the coast side here.
I really, really appreciate you coming down today. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Just really appreciate the opportunity, you two. You guys are total pros. This is an awesome space. I think our community is lucky to have this community radio and all of the advocacy you do for music and organizations around the coast side. It's a special place, and partly so because you guys are a part of it. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind of you. I have one request before we leave today.
What's that?
Can you guys do a little We Believe in Peace as an outro? Could you do that for me?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
for all of us, because we need a little peace in the world, don't you think?
Here. Yes. So yes. You got it. We can put that together. Here, let's do this.
Okay.
Peace for you and peace for me. Peace for all of humanity. We believe in peace. And we believe in peace.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. As Christians become more active in politics, they must remember to elevate principles above party loyalty. Perhaps the best illustration of this comes from the life of Founding Father Benjamin Rush, a signer of the Declaration of Independence who served in the presidential administrations of John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and James Madison, each of whom was from a different political party. When Benjamin Rush was asked of his personal party affiliation, he responded, "I've been alternately called an aristocrat and a Democrat. I am neither. I am a Christocrat. I believe all power will fail of producing order and happiness in the hands of man. He alone who created and redeemed man is qualified to govern him." Like Benjamin Rush, we too must remain Christocrats, regardless of our personal party affiliation.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.